This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by DRAM. Oh, such pretty flowers blooming in ditches, along railroad tracks, and in large stretches of farmyards. Oh, but what evil those beauties bring upon us. Dame's Rocket looks like a native phlox, but it's not. It's an invasive species of the mustard family that has spread like gangbusters throughout the upper Midwest. It is on the eradicate list for Minnesota and restricted in Wisconsin. South Dakota is not too thrilled with it either. The flowering stalks, filled with blossoms ranging from white to lavender, are aesthetically pleasing to many gardeners and passersby. In fact, it's thought that Dame's Rocket was first introduced by gardeners. It has historically been included in wildflower seed mixes, including mixes that purport to contain only native seeds. Once sown, the annual or biennial plants can eventually come to dominate and spread beyond their intended area thanks to their prolific seed pods. Dame's Rocket may be confused for a native phlox, but phlox all have five-petaled flowers, where Dame's Rocket has four petals. Its prolific blooms produce tons of seeds and form massive colonies, typically setting foot in disturbed soils. That means it outcompetes our native species. I have pictures and much more information on gardenbite.com. Yes, it's really quite pretty, but it can take out our woodland areas, bushing out those native species that are connected to our area's ecosystems. This and other mustards produce chemical compounds that are toxic to most animals, fungi, and bacteria. Concerned about our planet? DRAM introduces Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp. Earth-friendly, their fertilizer is made with fish scraps that otherwise fill landfills. Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp delivers dramatic results on vegetables, flowers, and fruits. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.